CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Midday Show, Hugh Douglas shows. I love this music. All right, here's what we got coming up. Nick Sirianni will speak in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll bring that to you. What If Wednesday, about an hour from now, Elliott Shore Parks. And don't forget here, Hugh's Holiday Stocking, the ultimate Midday Show tailgate giveaway. Your chance to win today's qualifying prize and be entered for the grand prize. Brought to you by Gerhardt's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. When you hear this sounder coming up, later in the show, I'm not going to tell you when, but you got to listen for it. When you hear this sounder, you call. Let him hear it, Kyle.
It's Hugh's Holiday Stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
All right, when you hear that,
first
as the show goes on, that's why we're going to play like four times a day. It's so great. When you hear that later in the show, call in. Your chance to win. We'll tell you what you're trying to guess is in Hugh's Holiday Stocking today. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, Hugh, we thought this would be a fun little exercise. Because I threw out earlier, obviously people got upset, I don't know why, that three or four games this year, like the one on Sunday, Pickett could have played, they would have won the game, right? It was a defense running game. That's how they won the game. Jalen completed 11 passes. He played well on Sunday, but it was a very limited, you know, kind of a volume of what they asked him to do. So we thought, why don't we go through quarterbacks in the NFL? And the question here is, if the Eagles had this guy instead of Jalen this season, would they still have a 10-2 record? Are you ready for this, Hugh?
What's that?
Well, the exercise we're going to do.
No, I'm saying, waiting for you to tell me.
Kyle's going to throw some quarterbacks at us. Yeah. And the question for us is, would they still be 10-2 if we had this guy and not Jalen?
All right, so I started off that they're ones that I feel were just obvious. I got through 9 QBs before I was like, eh.
So the obvious ones, the idea would be if they had Mahomes, they'd still be 10-2.
Correct.
If they had Allen,
Josh Allen.
They'd
Allen,
still be 10-2.
Lamar, Burrow, Goff.
See, that's easy.
Stafford, Herbert, Love, Mahomes, Jaden Daniels, potential
Goff?
Rookie of the year.
You got Goff in that list?
Goff. Yeah, I got Goff there too.
Hugh, the Lions are literally, they have a better record than us with Jared Goff.
Nah.
Yeah, but Goff played better than Hurts.
What are you talking about?
I'm not giving you Goff.
But he's been better than Hurts.
I'm not giving you Goff.
No, you have to. No, Hugh, you have to. They have a better record than us without the MVP running back, without the defense. No, Goff is having a better year than Hurts. That's that. Sorry. Jared Goff is Jared Goff.
He doesn't have to agree, but I think he's
no, he has to agree.
Kyle's being a bully.
No, because that's absurd. Goff is having a better year than Hurts.
All right, let's say it's 8 then, and Hugh disagrees on Goff. All right.
No.
I mean, I think they'd be 10-2 with Goff.
I totally agree. I don't know how anybody wouldn't agree.
Whatever. What game do they lose with Goff?
That bothered you when I said that. They lose the Baltimore game if Goff's playing.
He was 11. He had 11 completions.
Because you're diminishing Jalen's runs in that game.
You're diminishing Goff's run with the Lions now.
Did I forget a run?
Jalen threw 5 picks in one game.
But I also don't see Jalen bringing them back down 3 scores like Goff.
Jalen also hasn't thrown for 450 yards in a game.
They have the most gimmicky offense in the NFL. But I'll digress.
Wow.
They do. I mean, it's not. Come on now. You got Panay
Sewell. You better pocket that for the potential NFC Championship game, buddy. I want to hear this bravado when we play the Lions in the chip.
Here's what I need. I need you to be strong on that NFC title game weekend because we're going to bring on the Detroit guys. And we're going to yell back and forth.
I don't care about the Detroit guys.
You stay on that side, buddy.
I got family in Detroit. I ain't worried about them.
This is going to be good. All right. Anyway.
Besides delusional Douglas.
All right. Give us some quarterbacks we could actually debate.
Russell Wilson.
You mean this version of Russell Wilson?
2024 Russ.
Man, he's been struggling to throw some of them balls.
He just put up 41.
No, he did. They.
Come on, man.
I give you Russell.
I think they'd be 10-2.
I give you Russell.
Sam Darnold.
Nope.
No.
The Vikings are 10-2 with a worse team. They have the same record as the Eagles with a worse roster.
Darnold. Hold on. We don't. Here's what I'll give Jalen. Darnold has no mobility. I think that's where I come back on this. I would say
a little bit of pushback.
Darnold has 500 more passing yards than Jalen Hurts this year.
So you're looking at the stats. You're not looking at those unquantifiable.
Because that's just what everyone uses a crutch. Unquantifiable.
That is not a crutch.
It is a crutch.
That is not a crutch.
Because
that's a fact.
It's not a fact. It's an opinion.
Go back and play that cut with Chris Sims. was out there trying to run a play and he couldn't because Gruden was all over.
That's the unquantifiable stuff I'm talking about. These guys are all better than Chris Sims. These are real quarterbacks. I think they would
be. These are
real Darnold is 10-2 on a worse team.
Sam Darnold is on like his third team in his life.
They
would be worse with Darnold.
He's having a better statistical season than Hurts.
They'd be
worse.
If you said that Kenny Pickett can hand it off to Saquon and win the Ravens game, then so can freaking Darnold.
Yes, but that's not 12 games. That's one game.
Darnold has the same record as Jalen this year.
Darnold stinks. Move on.
Oh, my goodness.
Stinks.
You guys are brutal. Brock Purdy.
Same record.
No.
Same record.
Unquantifiable.
Same record.
They'd have the same record.
Unquantifiable.
All right.
I'm just going to, since we're being childish,
and you're cutting this list out from the legs.
Unquantifiable.
Baker Mayfield.
No.
He throws a lot more picks.
I think Mayfield's got the unquantifiable, though.
Yeah, he does. He's got
you some
moxie.
You see him doing the DeVito celebration?
No, his team would rally behind Baker. And don't diminish unquantifiable to running the ball. Don't do that. I see what you're doing, Kyle.
No, I'm not. You are. No, I'm talking about
he's got some moxie. I think they'd be worse with Baker.
Baker Mayfield ran away from Cleveland when he found out they was going to get big creepy.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I probably would have ran away, too.
Need a job, man. I need a job.
Bo Nix.
No.
I just want to say, if you look at Bo Nix's numbers the last 8 or 9 weeks.
See, y'all getting caught up in them numbers, man.
But because that's what you're asking, too.
No.
What do you mean?
Jalen brings something different. You're talking about being that quarterback in this city. It takes a special kind of individual to be here and play in this city, man. No.
Was it really special to throw the ball 18 times on Sunday?
Yes.
You needed to have like a special DNA to do this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I think they'd be worse with Bo Nix.
I didn't realize how aggravating this is.
I know. I think they'd be worse with Bo Nix, but not that much worse.
Kyler Murray.
Same record.
Mm-hmm. Hugh.
No pushback.
Okay.
I give Kyler Murray his props.
Tua.
Nope.
If he was healthy all year.
They'd be worse.
Geno Smith.
Nope.
Worse.
I think you guys are crazy. I'm way opposite on this list.
Hold on. But like, so as we go through this, you said there was about 9 definites they'd be the same. So I think I've added 3 or 4 to the mix, right? Maybe not all the ones you said.
Yeah.
So then I'm placing Jalen at like the 14th best quarterback in the league this year.
I think you're missing some, though.
Where are you? You're ranking him 20. I mean, just based on the...
Yeah.
All right.
No, I'm not necessarily rank him 20. I'm saying they can have the same record with...
I get it. Anyone else?
Those QBs. Yeah, CJ Stroud.
That's an interesting one.
He has not played very well
this year. No, he hasn't.
I think they'd be slightly worse.
I think I would have to agree with that one.
So basically, the way I've framed it is I think there's about 13 or 14 quarterbacks in the NFL. They'd be the same if they had that guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I feel. He's played fine. He's played well in his role, but he's not asked to do a whole lot.
I would have gone with 5 QBs that you guys said no to.
So to you, it's like 18 quarterbacks would have the same record as Jalen.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's...
I didn't say nothing. I mean,
I'm being difficult. I didn't expect this to happen, but the Darnold one's the one I'm most upset with.
Why?
He has the same record on a worse team.
Sam Darnold was 2 days out of the league not too long ago.
Who cares?
Remember when they brought him and Baker Mayfield in?
Geno Smith was 2 days out of the league 2 years ago.
And he's resurrected.
That doesn't matter.
But he's only been on, Geno was only what, 2 teams?
I think more than that. I think it was Giants, Jets. Chargers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot he was a Giants. Yeah, he bounced around a little bit.
But that's just his path. That isn't anything to do now.
Right. Yeah.
Neither
does Darnold's path. First of all, Darnold was a way higher pick than Jalen, if you want to go there.
That don't matter.
Why does yours matter, but him being a higher pick doesn't?
He came
into the league more talented.
Let's remember this conversation. There's a real chance in the second round of the playoffs the Eagles are facing Darnold or Geno Smith.
That's right.
So we'll see that head to head. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and then we'll let you hear what Shady said yesterday to us about the idea of would he want to go for the record if he was in Saquon's position down the stretch of the season. All right, let's go to Derek, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Derek.
Yo, this is one of y'all's worst shows I ever heard, bro.
Because you don't agree?
I'm just saying.
You hung on for an hour and 40 minutes to get in on it, Derek.
I want to give you full time. I don't understand how anyone sees this differently. I'm flabbergasted today that we all don't see this the same. He's not the driving force on this team this year. Go ahead, Derek.
Oh, Hugh.
Yes.
You and the Eagles, Ring of Honor, whatever the case may be, you play DN, linebacker, whatever. When you're going up against the Eagles, right, when you got Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley, it's going to look a lot different than you having Sam Darnold and Saquon Barkley. So him just throwing the ball 18 times and 11 completions and all that, like, that sounds to me, that just sounds like somebody that has no idea what it goes into, like, containing the run and, you know, having somebody crash down on the quarterback and setting the edge. Like, Saquon is a cheat code, but trust me, if Jalen Hurts wasn't the quarterback and his threat of keeping it sometime and running around that edge and doing this and doing that, if he didn't have that, he wouldn't have 1,600 yards already. You understand what I'm saying?
Derek, I agree with you.
Unquantifiable.
But, Derek, I agree with you on this, and that's why I said they'd be worse for Darnold. But, like, what does that have to do
with the...
They'd
be worse for a lot of quarterbacks, though.
Wow.
Nah, we just did the exercise.
Listen, though. Listen, this is what I don't understand about our fan base, right? The Eagles have won 8 games in a row, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about Jalen Hurts or whatever, it's always like, Hurts can't do this. And he has the best O-line, and he has this, and he has that. Y'all will make a million excuses for Jared Goff, right? You'll say that Josh Allen don't have no receivers, right? Kyle, you all Sam Darnold out. The first team you did kiss the baby on was who? The Minnesota Vikings, right?
Yeah, it was before I saw them play. What are you talking about?
The first thing they you did was the show.
Yo, that was before I watched them play, Derek.
It's a good dig, Derek. I like
did
that.
You think the Eagles would be 10-2 before you saw them play?
Derek Petty.
You kissed them because you had no belief in them. Right?
Yeah, and then what happened? I saw them play.
It's a good dig.
Okay, you've seen them play, what, 4 or 5 years since then, too, right?
What are you talking about? No, Derek, they're 10-2.
Right.
Get him, Derek.
No, Derek, I got new information. They're 10-2. I don't know if you understand how that works.
All right, Derek. Good phone call, Derek.
Get him, Derek.
I like that, Derek.
Get him.
I just...
It's dumb.
Oh, no, it's funny.
No, it is funny.
But it's dumb.
I just think
we... Will you eliminate first, though, again? I forgot.
It was a Vikings.
Hold on. You're stuck with the Jags and your playoff picture, buddy.
What are you talking about? I just missed them because I was being kind to y'all.
No.
That's the story. I'm spinning. This is a spin job. I forgot to get them. I should have got them last week.
I keep saying this because I think we're doing this. We're too sensitive to just say what's going on. Russell Wilson may very well go to the Hall of Fame. In 11 years ago when he won the Super Bowl, he was not the driving force on his football team. His defense was.
Mm-hmm.
His running game was.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we so sensitive to say this about Jalen Hurts? It doesn't mean he's not good. It doesn't mean I want to get rid of him. It doesn't mean I don't like him. It doesn't mean any of those things. But how can I say someone's a driving force when they barely participate for quarters at a time?
But see, that's what I'm saying. It's because we're visual individuals. I was about to say into beings, but that made no sense.
No, it didn't.
It was we're visual. And we go by your worth by what we see. You know, we see Josh Allen the other night in the snow game. He had that run that he mm-hmm. had. I mean, that's phenomenal. And you see
it was cool, yeah.
him making plays, and he has less talent. And you look at Jalen, and his role is diminished because you're looking at all the talent around him. But there's a certain amount of gray matter, that goes into doing what he does that I think that – We've gotten so involved with football, and we try to make it so hard that we forget about certain small things. Like Coach always said, attention to details. Mm. You're talking about a guy who was asked to, like, take a back to your point, and I'm not saying he's in the backseat, but kind of let the natural flow of things work to your advantage.
Mm.
Because at some point, it's going to come back to the mean, and Jalen is the mean. Like, I know that it might not look like a big thing to you, but that pass play on the out to Dallas Goedert to put him in position to score, it's a tough play to make, man. I mean, I'm not trying to make it seem like it was the absolute hardest play. That was a hell of a play to make.
I see 25 quarterbacks make that throw every week.
I mean...
I think he's made tougher throws this year is what I mean. Like, he's made some deep shots down the field that I'm like, wow, he's one of 10 that can make that, or 5.
And not only that, like... I think people diminish the fact, the ability to be able to read certain coverages and defenses and put the ball in position where you allow your receiver to have success in that play. Like, a lot of times you see plays designed for some quarterbacks, it's easy, you know, throw it to the first read or whatever. But I've seen Jalen go through his progressions and get the ball to the guy in the right position at times. That's not an easy skill to have. That's not easy to do, man. Especially when you talk about how quick all of that is happening. You know, a couple years ago, I remember walking out on the field with my son, and I just had an epiphany about how fast this game is and how fast I forgot that it was. And then on top of that, how quickly decisions are made in a split second. Everybody can't do that. Everybody can't do that. And even put we've been talking about Sam Darnold a lot. Sam Darnold is a journeyman first-round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been put in position with the skill set that he has. Somebody's married an offense to a skill set that he can thrive
in. Yeah, he got a very good coach.
Jalen, to his credit, has, with his skill set, because we can sit here and argue that there's a lot that Jalen can't do. But with his skill set, Jalen has been able to thrive and adapt in every offense that he's ever been in. When you talk about having 8 to 9 different coordinators on a year-to-year basis.
He's very good.
And still has had success. That's the thing that I think they were kind of missing. We sat here in the beginning of the season, and we talked about how, and Jalen even talked about in his press conference how he hasn't had the same coordinator since college. But Jalen has been able to adapt and thrive in every offense that he's ever been in, asked to do whatever he needs to do. That's that unquantifiable intangible that I'm talking about.
Right, but
his ability to adapt and thrive in any environment.
But it's a reason he's not the driving force. It's not like, it doesn't mean he's not the driving force of this team. I agree with you. And OG Wade said it. You said it. Like next year, let's say Kellen Moore stays, right?
Mm-hmm.
They might open it up more. Might be more. But that doesn't change that he's in the passenger seat right now. It's a reason he's in the passenger seat.
Still the driver, Joe. I hear what you're saying. Still the driver.
215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further here, there's a lot going on in this show. But one of the things, the backdrop of this is they have a running back that is pushing to break the all-time rushing record. And yesterday we had LeSean McCoy on Backs for Barkley. There's more to come here over the next few weeks. We're going to bring on a lot of backs on this show, morning show, afternoon show, all the shows, to give their take on why Saquon should be the NFL MVP. But one of the things we talked about yesterday with Shady was if it was him, right? Like if Shady was going for the record down the stretch of the season, would he want to be out there? Would he push for it? Would he be thinking big picture with like the playoffs? Here's what Shady said in his mind. If he was in this position, would he want to go for it?
So to have a chance to break that 2,100 yards, I would say go do it. Only thing is I was just thinking like back to like my years of having a lot of yards. I mean, I got 1,600. He's about to pass that probably this week or something like that. But as the year went on, right, I probably was a little bit more sore than ever. Like, man, I'm kind of sore. And I don't really take no hits at all. So I was just wondering, like, I don't know how his body is, right? He's a lot bigger than I am. He's probably a lot stronger than I am as well. So he might be good, but I always think about the pros and the cons, the good and the bad, you know. But if I'm the coach, forget what Saquon's talking about. We're going to get this record because it's not just a Saquon thing. It's an everybody's thing. And this is going to go down for the next 30 years where we have another guy that even break that. You know what I mean? So I would go get it.
Yeah, I was about to say, because I know it just feels like if you were in that situation, LeSean, there's no question that you would try to go for that record, correct?
Oh, hey, Hugh, listen, ain't even no question. Andy Reid, he already know what I'm thinking. I was watching one game. He was like, hey, man, do you want to let the young guys go in there or get you? I love my young guys. I'm going to go out there and get some numbers. If I get tired, come in there and get me back. You know, so.
I love that answer because we got both sides of his brain there, Hugh. You notice that? Like, the one was like his heart and his feeling. Like, of course I want to go for it. He said Andy would know. But he also, I thought that was pretty revealing that he told us in some of the seasons where he got a lot of carries, he was sore down the stretch of the season. Because we keep saying, like, Saquon looks fine. There's only one person, Hugh, that really understands how he's feeling.
And that's Saquon.
Right. So I'm glad he said that because that's a perspective of a running back. This all is going to factor in. Hugh, this is going to be one of the biggest stories in the NFL the next five weeks.
As we get down to this thing.
Yep.
And here's the thing, Joe, because as an older man, I think about a lot that I did in the NFL, but I also think about a lot that I didn't get a chance to do. And the reality is you take two things away from this game, money and memories, and you try to get as most of both of those as you possibly can. And Saquon Barkley, coming off of the years that he had in New York, and I know everybody's talking about where it's not like he had all bad years in New York, but he ain't had no season like the one he's having here.
Not like this.
And to put yourself in a position where you are in rarefied air, you are in Hall of Fame territory. Like the Hall of Fame is up for debate. I know that. But when you talk about the numbers that you could potentially put up, you're rubbing shoulders with Hall of Famers. The fact that Eric Dickerson, they're rolling out everybody that has ever been any kind of significant running back from every era the last couple of weeks because of what you brought to the table, the contribution that you're making right now. That's heavy. That's heavy, especially in an era where just last year we were talking about how running backs didn't matter and how they were being devalued in the NFL. And 1 year later, we got this. And everybody that has ever played the position, I saw what Steven Jackson on TV. I said, I was like, damn, he cut his hair and he got all that gray hair in his head.
Oh, the Ram?
Yeah, and it's just like, it's great to see these guys. They brought in our Christian Okoye. Haven't seen the Nigerian Nightmare in years.
Like 30 years.
Bo Jackson. It's a beautiful thing to see, man, because these are the guys that I grew up watching. And these are the guys that were significant to my era and back in the day when you used to run the football a lot. So it's great to see. So if he's in position to get it done, I don't think you could deny him history.
I agree with that. I think it's going to be – it could be a real challenge for Sirianni to have to deal with because it's not easy. I mean, your instinct is let him do it. But you got to factor in the whole team, injuries, the whole thing. It's going to be a huge story. But I really thought it was an interesting answer yesterday from Shady on the two sides of it. Like, yeah, of course I want it, but my body was sore down the stretch of seasons. 215-592-9494. For all your phone calls coming up here, when you think about Jalen Hurts this season, is he driving this thing or is he along for the ride? And listen, it's okay to say he's along for the ride. It doesn't mean you're knocking him. I just think that's the reality of this team this year. But a lot of people disagree. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. We're going to find out what is in Hughes Holiday Stocking. When you hear the sound or you call in, your chance to win an incredible prize courtesy of Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. Nick Sirianni will speak around 12:10. We'll carry it. Plus, we have to pass along the latest on Juan Soto. He's about to make a decision here. The Phillies' involvement or maybe lack thereof. We'll hit you with that coming up. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.